I contend that my request should not be denied simply because I am not among those who love you. Lovers regret the good things they have done for you once their longing ceases. But at no time will someone who is not in love have such regrets. They do their best for you, not under compulsion, but freely, taking into account what is also good for them. But when those who love calculate the harm done to their own interests because of their love, and consider the benefits they have conferred, they conclude that they have sufficiently bestowed rewards on their lover long ago. Those who are not in love have no such complaints, because they have neither neglected their own interest, raised grievances for what they've endured, or quarreled with their relatives because of a lover. Having stripped away all these evils, there's nothing left but freely to devote all their effort to pleasing their lover. Furthermore, if lovers are considered to be valuable because they devote all their attention to the person they love, and if they're willing to be hated by other people for what they say and do in order to please the one they love, then every time they fall in love with someone else, they will care more for the new love than for the previous one, and will be ready to mistreat the old one in order to please the new one. In fact, what sense does it make to turn over such important matters to someone whose condition is so hopeless that even the most experienced person would never try to cure it? Even they admit that they are out of their mind, lack sound judgment, and simply cannot control themselves. When they regain their senses, how could they trust the soundness of the decisions they made in such a state? Also, if you were to select the best lover only from those who love you, your choice would be quite limited. On the other hand, if you drop that requirement, you would have a much larger group from which to pick the one who suits you best. By choosing from so many, you will have a better chance of finding one who is worthy of your friendship.